Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
There's always this a crew of people who try and infuse politics into sport, try and really rob people, billions of people, of the beauty of everything that sport can offer by bringing politics into it. But the reality is that in many ways we do live in a world that is divided, especially at the moment when you've got the conflict in the Middle East, you've got Iran and the US, obviously Israel as well, but Israel less involved with FIFA World Cup this year. You've got the United States and Iran very, very much involved. How does this get managed? Reports surrounding the Iranian national football team, unusual preparations ahead of FIFA World Cup, have sparked conversations about the psychological pressure players may face when their homeland is caught up in a geopolitical turmoil. How does this impact the players? To help us explore this issue, we're joined by Trevor Kramer. He is a veteran South African sports journalist, football writer. Trevor, good morning and welcome to the Morning Mayhem. Hope you are well.
Morning. Great to be with you. Thanks, Howard, very much.
Nice to chat to you. So let's talk about, let's just start with a big picture. Global conflicts and sporting performance. How much of an impact, what kind of pressure do players feel if they are one of the nations involved in some form of political conflict?
I think you pretty much put it in a nutshell a little bit earlier when you said that the psychological pressure brought to bear is probably unbearable. And it's just, you even saw with South Africa missing a flight and not having the
yes.
correct visas.
Mm.
Even that has an impact on the psyche and the psychological and physical preparation of a team. So you're referring here to Iran, I'm assuming. I think they would also be very, very disrupted. You've mentioned that their administration were denied visas to several Iranian administrative and management personnel who are probably an integral part of their setup, and that includes the head of Iran's Football Federation. American officials have cited concerns that some of the individuals on that delegation list have actually got ties to the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, or the IRG. Howard, I must say, as hard as they've tried, I think to FIFA's credit, FIFA have tried their utmost to keep politics out of sport in what now is, well, always has been pretty much the largest sports spectacle in the world. And as you've seen, the World Cup finals now in North America, the draw has been expanded to 48 teams from the original 32. So it's a huge, huge event. But back to all the restrictions, as you mentioned through the week, I'm sure the American government imposed logistical conditions on Iran. Mm-hmm. The Iranian team can only enter America on the exact same day as their scheduled matches. So even the travel between countries, they're based at Tijuana in Mexico, even that travel is totally disruptive.
I was going to say, doesn't that put an unfair disadvantage to have to travel in on the day, and especially in the United States where you've got flight delays and weather issues? There's all sorts of reasons you're going to feel very, very stressed about that.
Yeah, I mean, some people are even starting to call it the Donald Trump World Cup because of the geopolitical connection to this situation. As you said previously, also, it's even been established that the Iranian Football Federation had their tickets for their group games revoked, and that's 8% of the total ticket allocations for the event. So even having tickets revoked and potentially playing without fans in the in the stands is also a huge psychological stab in the back, if you want to call it that.
Do you think that the incident that took place in Australia with the women's soccer, do you think that that it has added to the pressure on both sides, both at Iran might be putting on its own players as well as the organizers?
Well, the Iranian team's predominantly based in Iran. They're Iranian players. But I'm just thinking back now. I had the pleasure of doing an international hockey tournament in Pretoria a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. It was the World Indoor Championship. And the level of security and the minders and the political forces surrounding a team like Iran who happened to be at that event, it's just astronomical. And I'm quite sure, relating to all of these teams, there's going to be a very high level of security within the stadiums and around the Iranian team, even although they're based in Mexico. But one of the most politically charged, potentially, World Cups, you could say, Howard, Palestinian situation remains a burning issue.
Israel
didn't qualify, as you said, but FIFA made it very clear that they recognize the Palestinian Football Federation.
Right.
You might have seen that earlier.
Mm.
As an affiliate of FIFA, and that the Palestinian flag will fly at the tournament and will not be outlawed in the stands. So it has a lot of political fire to it. And although FIFA discourage it, might find it's a very big feature in the stands, Howard, especially when the Middle Eastern teams are playing, one feels, and the vehement opponents of Israel particularly, I'm thinking of Spain just off the top of my head, and other Arabic nations, it could become a problem because they're going to struggle to ban these symbols because of their support. So, it's going to be a politically charged event, isn't it always? But unfortunately, we must say that the Palestinian situation even is going to be...
Right. So I didn't really think of that, but I really should have. You know, I was thinking more of Iran because they're there, because it's in the United States. But even though Israel is not playing and there's no Palestinian team playing, it obviously is still going to be present as an underlying issue. I hope it really doesn't impact the positives that the FIFA World Cup always brings. What's your thought on that?
Well, FIFA have been very indifferent, unfortunately, about it, Howard. And Giovanni Infantino, the president of FIFA, has even come out and said we will not ban any symbols of the Palestinian struggle at the World Cup, which is unlike FIFA because they usually discourage any political interference in the event. And they said, as an affiliate, the Palestinian flag will fly at the tournament. And I have not heard any notification of the Palestinian flags actually being outlawed in the stands either. So you might find a sprinkling of Palestinian flags around the stadiums even during this World Cup. And the American authorities actually haven't got a say in it. It's FIFA's call, unfortunately.
Yes, it's absolutely their World Cup. That is where we do need to leave it. Trevor Cromer, great chatting to you. Trevor is a veteran South African sports journalist and football writer.